I want to start out by saying thank you for downloading and listening to the Morning Crunch Wrap podcast. I do appreciate the support and the listen. You can also follow the Morning Crunch Wrap on Facebook to get links to all the stories we talk about, and on Instagram as well to get some fun pics that are inspired by the stories we talk about on the Morning Crunch Wrap. So thanks very much, and let's get to it. This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline: back to Earth, Washington set to allow human composting. Dateline Olympia, Washington. The state of Washington appears to become the first state to allow a burial alternative known as natural organic reduction, an accelerated decomposition process that turns bodies into soil within weeks. The bill legalizing the process, sometimes referred to as human composting, has passed the legislature and is headed to the desk of Democratic Governor Jay Inslee. If signed by Inslee, the new law would take effect next May 1st. Inslee spokeswoman Jamie Smith said that while the governor's office is still reviewing the bill, this seems like a thoughtful effort to soften our footprint on the earth. The measure's sponsor, Democratic Senator Jamie Peterson of Seattle, said that the low environmental impact way to dispose of remains makes sense, especially in crowded urban areas. The natural organic reduction process yields a cubic yard of soil per body, enough to fill about two large wheelbarrows. Peterson said the same laws that apply to scattered cremated remains apply to the soil. Relatives can keep the soil in urns, use it to plant a tree on private property, or spread it on public land in the state as long as they comply with existing permissions regarding remains. Quote, "It is sort of astonishing that you have this completely universal human experience. We're all going to die, and here's an area where technology has done nothing for us. We have the two means of disposing human bodies that we've had for thousands of years, burying and burning. It just seems like an area that is ripe for having technology help give us better options than we've used." Peterson said an entrepreneurial constituent whose study of the process became her master's thesis brought the idea to him. Katrina Spade, the founder and CEO of Recompose, was a graduate student in architecture at University of Massachusetts Amherst when she came up with the idea, modeling it on the practice farmers have used for decades to dispose of livestock. She modified that process a bit and found that the use of wood chips, alfalfa, and straw creates a mixture of nitrogen and carbon that accelerates natural decomposition when a body is placed in a temperature and moisture controlled vessel and rotated. The article goes on from there, but turning you into something else after you're gone? Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I'm all for doing something different. Why not? I mean, there are other things too. There's burial at sea where they just dump your body off into the ocean. But yeah, why not have something different? Why not be able to use your physical vessel to create something that is going to go on and have less of an impact? And if you want to use it the same way that you would with cremated remains in an urn, then yeah, you can go ahead and do that. I think it's a fantastic idea. Now, I won't be around after I'm gone. Do you need that physical marker? And that's really the rub for people. Is there the cemetery to go to? Is there that place where you're going to bring flowers, where you're going to go mourn, where you're going to go look for someone? And I think that varies from person to person. I know when my mom passed away, I've been to the cemetery a few times, but I never have the feeling that my mom is at the cemetery. And there's even a verse on the back of my grandmother's headstone that says something to the effect of, "I'm not here." So no matter what you may believe in terms of the human spirit and where you go after you die, if you go nowhere, if you just cease to be, or if you go to heaven, or if you are moving about wherever in a spiritual realm, you're probably not hanging out near your gravestone. It's just, for me, every time I go, it's just really an empty feeling. There's a feeling of sadness because it's that physical reminder that my mom's not there. But I know that every day of my life when I'm nowhere near the cemetery. I can't call her up. I can't talk to her and have her talk back to me. And so why not be able to take that physical vessel and go, you know what, I'm going to use this as potting soil to plant a beautiful rose bush or an oak tree or whatever it might be that would be a living reminder of the person that left behind. And yeah, you can put a marker there if you want. Why not? Either way, we're running out of space. And in some places, like New Orleans, they have to, quote unquote, bury the bodies above ground. They're putting them in these cement crypts. So you're not even able to put someone in the ground. This way, you could. Why not? Why not make it an option? Let's see where we can go from here. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? The plants will spring to life and come for us? With the angry zombie faces of our loved ones? Highly unlikely. But hey, you never know. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say. To all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information. So take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful.